Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Please welcome to the show for her own special segment, the young and beautiful and very talented Miss Isla Hassan. Hello, Isla. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you get a chance to listen to yourself on the show yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think? You give yourself 500 fingers up?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, you should. You did great yesterday. I'm really excited for the Isla podcast. Is that in the works or what?
I don't know.
You know? You're not sure? All right.
I didn't realize she was coming on. I would have gotten the Instagram thing ready. I'm not ready for that.
But. I know. Well, Vinny's tricky like that. Mm-hmm. Your dad pretty tricky? What's the best thing about Vinny, your dad?
That he's really nice to me.
Yeah. Other than the napping.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit the news.
All right, here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Right. Nice work, Isla. Anything further? Oh, geez. Anything else you want to say or, you know, the thoughts that you have in your mind?
I want to talk about my American Girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Blair.
Blair. Yeah, we're into Blair. Uh-huh. Let's have a look at her. Oh, you got her all dressed. She's dressed pretty groovy today. Pink pants and a blue top. Looks great.
It's not a blue top. It's a jacket.
Oh, it's a jacket. Oh, boy. It zippers and everything. Wow, she's fancy. So is it hard to get clothes on and off of her?
No.
No, that's good. You got it down? Well, I mean, anyone who can change a poopy diaper has got to be able to get clothes on and off a doll. I mean,
it's advanced.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get these jeans on.
Oh.
Because well, they have, yeah, they're really tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they like leather jogging pants or? No. Okay, she just ripped off her headphones and Vinny's taking over. Bye, Isla. Great job.
Bye, Isla.
Bye, Isla.
Very nice appearance. Good job.
Really good appearance.
Can you shut that door?
Get that baby and get out of here.
Grab your baby and get out.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, what's your rush, man?
That's harder than you think. Did my thing play already? I am not sure.
It did.
Where I am.
Do you want it again? Here, you can have it again.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, so I'm going to begin with, this is an article. Now, I found this on LinkedIn, but I thought it was sort of, as many of us are either fretting over our jobs or maybe have already lost them, not to mention being trapped in the house and dealing with, you know, whatever feelings you may be having, whether that's, do I have coronavirus? Oh, my God, I think I got it. All of the stuff that a shelter in place can put you through. This is an article called How to Protect Your Mental Health. So while you're job seeking, one of the things they say is, first and foremost, create routines in your day. Look for work, but don't obsess over it because it's a hard time to get hired right now.
Yep.
Don't constantly consume news about the pandemic, which is an absolute. Just like the extreme political worry that people were going through where they couldn't stop consuming news during the last election cycle. This is very similar to that in that there's no way to stay sane if you don't put away the news and find something else to do.
Right. So that's a great time for a hobby. You've said it before. Mm-hmm. I say get a guitar from Bananas at Large. Learn to play that.
You'll
be amazed how much time when you go down a rabbit hole like learning those first few chords on guitar. You'll spend, you know, a week from now, you'll be an expert. Just do it.
You know what's trippy is as a kid, I had this idea of how what I wanted to play and how I wanted it to be, and I didn't want to do any work at all. Zero. Mm-hmm. No work. As a grown-up, I found that my interest level in learning the guitar is through the roof. And while it takes effort and time and work, I've been happy to put that in and even kind of bummed that I don't have more time to put into it, you know?
Well, and don't you look back at younger you and go, damn it.
What a dummy.
Drinking and you had all the time in the world.
Yeah, no, what a dummy, because I absolutely had a guitar. I had a guitar teacher and I had parents that supported me and my efforts wanting to play. And I couldn't be bothered. I couldn't put the work in. So,
well, you just figured it would come to you, I guess. You know, kids just think whatever I want will happen.
Well, you know what? Looking at rock stars, they just like we were saying about singers, they make it look easy. So why should this be so hard? Huh?
Right. What, I got to put work into this? I actually have to figure this out and learn it?
Yeah, it's just too much. Sorry. Anyway, the other thing on the list, as they say, don't constantly consume news about the pandemic when you're looking at your mental health and how to protect it, is they say consider talking with a professional. And while they may not be doing face-to-face appointments, I bet a lot of mental health experts are available via, excuse me, Skype or Zoom or however they're doing it.
Yep.
It would, it's there. I know there's a stigma that comes with that. I've absolutely used counselors and psychologists. Psychiatrists are the ones that write prescriptions, right?
Yes, a doctor.
Okay.
I think
so I've used psychologists and I've used counselors for different needs, but they've been beyond helpful, and there's no reason for you to feel ashamed of that. They're there to help.
Right. That's the whole point. Actually, it's, you know, remember I was telling you I was making a list of things we don't need and do need in the apocalypse? Therapy is on my list of needs.
Like, oh.
You know, you need to, if you're feeling sad and depressed or if you're feeling anxiety, whatever it is, like talking to someone is, it's great. If you've never been in therapy, you never have felt more whole than when you're in it. Like you just spill it all out. Maybe you do a little crying and you feel a lot better.
Very true. So anyway, that was an article I found on LinkedIn. If you're interested, that's where I found it. But it's just about how to protect your mental health during this time, especially if you've lost your job.
Right.
I can imagine that being cranking the stress level up considerably.
Well, to have lost your job and to almost have no way to do anything about it, like no one's giving interviews right now. And, you know, it's got to be the most helpless feeling.
Well, what I was trying to say earlier, and it's not my job to pump you up or whatever out there, but I do believe in Americans and I do believe we want to work, and most of us want to work and expect to go out and put in there's value in that, absolutely. And to not be able to, that's frustrating and it sucks. But I think on the other side of this pandemic, we're going to recover fairly quickly because that is what we want. We all want to be at work. And while I'm getting to do my job here right now, and I can't even say how grateful I am for Entercom to make this a possibility and allow us to work through this process. Cause I don't know what I'd be feeling if I wasn't able to.
Just lost. I'd be anchorless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I do think that it takes effort to pull out of this while we're in this holding pattern. But I think when we get out of this, people are going to go back to work in big time.
I agree.
And they'll be ready to work, like, hard. Let's do this. Let's get out of here.
I want to be busy again.
While we're on that subject, I'd read that some Amazon workers striked in New York, and I think it was about specifically this Staten Island warehouse where there 10 people had turned up sick and there's not nearly enough of everything you need, hand sanitizer, masks, their work spaces too close to each other. So they did a little bit of a strike. I'm reading, and I don't know if it's true or not, that some workers at Whole Foods Market, which is owned by Amazon, are planning a sick out today. I don't know if that's true. You're going to have to check with your local store. I don't. What I've seen when I've gone to Whole Foods is a really neat workforce that is proud and happy to be there. Maybe that's just the face they're putting on, but they've been great.
Yeah, so, I haven't been to a Whole Foods since this whole thing started. John loves Whole Foods, and he goes there. He said they're, I don't know if this is true of all of them, but they're limiting how many people can be in the store, so the line is actually formed outside.
Oh.
And they've got it all separated out so that you're, you know, leaving space for everybody. But that, you know, that way they're not overwhelmed at the checkout stands. The lines aren't extending out through the aisles, and people aren't having to push by people they should be isolated from to get at the things they want. But he said that they're handling it really well. So you just wait in the line, and it's not that big a deal, and it goes pretty quickly, and you get what you need, and if they've got it, and you head out.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's, you know, again, I read this article from my desk here in Scotts Valley. I don't know if all of the Whole Foods workers right. plan to sick out, but it's certainly something to maybe call or as you're drive by and yeah. look before you park and walk up with your bags and find out they're not there today. And speaking of your bags, if you bring your own bags, you're going to have to bag your own groceries because they don't want to touch your stuff.
It's a possible point of contagion.
One of the things that all life has changed because of this coronavirus pandemic and shelter in place order. But one of the things greatly affected is the wedding season that's coming up. And a lot of people who'd put themselves, you know, been planning this now for a year and put themselves on a schedule and were expecting
and
for
in
this,
debt.
Right. No doubt. And expecting this to go down. Are finding there's new ways this has to happen. I've never heard of something called adult friend. Well, no, I should say I've heard of it. I've never looked at it or used it. But adult friend finder, have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I've never used it either. You know, it can be very difficult to make friends as an adult. I'm not surprised that there is something like this.
Well, they're calling this, and I'm just reading the story that I found. Oh, this is page 6. Is there any possibility this is true?
It is possible.
Okay.
You know, it's like any tabloid. There's a 50% chance it's true.
Porn streaming service and casual dating site Adult Friend Finder is stepping in to help couples whose wedding plans have been wrecked by the coronavirus. They say the camming platform, which I forget the name of the other one that started or was saying they're going to start. Was that Live Soda?
Cam Soda.
Cam,
you know,
Soda.
What? I just realized I did not have any idea what Adult Friend Finder was. I didn't know it was a porn thing. I thought yeah. it was like if you actually just were a grown up and you needed a friend. I'm such an idiot.
Well, but you're not, because why would you know that? And I'd only heard the name, but I don't know what they're, I don't know if they have a website or whatever. But the point is, these camera services are now trying to figure out how they can help different people while they make money off it as well, I'm sure.
Right, sure.
But the camming platform that usually allows sex performers to broadcast live, the site says, is adapting so that couples can broadcast their wedding to their social distancing loved ones.
This actually might be bad for the wedding business in general, because when you think about it, nobody has to fly anywhere. You don't have to feed all these people. You still get to do it in front of everybody that you love and care about. And for the people who are going to get married this way, you think you're not lucky, but maybe you find yourself with $40,000 extra dollars because you didn't have to pay for a whole wedding.
Yeah, there's that. I honestly believe that we are so going back to normal.
I hope so.
Like in record time, the minute we can, that this won't stay an option for most people. They want to have a wedding and want to have people over.
We
want
to
celebrate with their friends. So, but for now, it looks like if you're interested, you can look up this Adult Friend Finder, and Cam Soda was another one where they're finding ways to use their camera services. I don't want to say for good, because there's nothing
it was
bad
always for
about
good,
porn,
right.
right? It's just this is different, a different use than we're used to.
Well, we're all looking for ways to see each other. I mean, right. God, you and I have been through 3 of them on here.
I like this is working good, though. I realize that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Our listeners can't see us, but
although
that's okay.
Bryn figured out a way to Instagram live it, which I think was, you know, I don't know how you did it, Bryn, but it even feeds the good audio from the from the station, as opposed to just our, you know, whatever our crummy mics would have picked up.
And during these videos, I pot it down sometimes to respond to questions if needed, and, you know, without...
Yeah, if what we're talking about is boring, just pot us down.
No, that's not the case. You know, people have questions, or they'll... That's not... Sarah.
How dare you?
All right, whatever. I'm going to stop talking now. Back to you.
So the question, it's fair to ask the question that people without kids at all or people with grown kids who are sheltering in place may find themselves doing it more often. You know, lots of time on your hands. Would you say that you've done it more often, Sarah, since being quarantined?
I would not say that. What about you, Vinny?
Well, I would say that no, the answer is no. We've done it. We've done it each week at one weekend night the entire time we've been here. So that's three times.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I would not call that more. I can see how you would, though.
If you're just sitting around and you didn't have littles to worry about.
Why wouldn't you run to the shower or run to, and go, you know, and get crazy as often as possible? According to this story, though, people are finding, let's see here. They say most people are not doing it more.
Even doing it more?
What's that?
I'm not, no. I mean, it's the same. I've never dropped off, though, the way you have, Sarah.
Yeah, but you're not doing it twice a day like you used to do it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody is. I mean, yeah, I was at one point, and I miss those days, but it's not. It's part of life, right? This is depressing.
Sure, totally part of life. Slows down, man. Getting old.
They say only 13% of people are having more sex with their partner than usual. 5% have sexted, even though they're what, in the same house?
Well, that could be fun, right? You know, I don't feel like giving up. Just
3% have sent naked photos to each other. Whatever.
That seems low.
It does seem very low, but then again, when you're stuck in the same house.
Yeah, I suppose, right? You'd have to be somewhere else. Why am I going to bother sending you a picture of this? Unless I want it right now. Get in here.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
No,
are you doing that?
That literally never happens in my house. I won't even change in front of him if I'm not interested. Because I'm so hot, you know? He'd see me naked and be like, oh, I can't resist.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Must you?
Yeah, I must. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
So the fact that his interest level remains high.
Yeah.
If not as high as it's ever been, right?
Sure. He's a very horny guy.
So you don't find that flattering at all?
I do. I think it's you know, it's very nice.
Doesn't seem like it.
It's flattering. I try to tell him all the time how attractive I find him, too. I'm like, just because I'm not interested in sex doesn't mean I don't think you're sexy. You're great. Oh.
That is awful. That is so...
It's not. It's just, you know...
No, it's not. It's not encouraging. Right. It's terrible.
Oh, well.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Tell Sarah she's wrong for once, would you?
Sheesh. What was I wrong about this time?
That!
Oh, I thought you were reading a text. I'm like, no. What was it now?
My daughter, 925 says, my daughter is postponing her June wedding. Her vendors and venue are all working with her to make it work another time without losing her deposits.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Just because it's a bummer for the bride and groom and everyone who's going, it's also a real bummer for the places that host, that their lifeblood is hosting and catering these things.
I'm 53, she's 55. We are doing it daily, says 831.
Oh,
nice.
Good for you.
Oh, good
absolutely.
For you.
That's great.
LOL, Sarah being a big fan of Adult Friend Finder.
I know.
It is hard to make friends as adults. Ha ha ha.
I really, as soon as you started saying what it actually was, I'm like, oh, that is not what I thought it was at all.
You dingbat.
It is hard to make friends as an adult. You make a lot of friends as a kid, and you make a lot of friends when you have kids. And after that, and other times, it's, you know, you move to a new city and you don't have kids or a way to get involved. You're like, boy, I'm lonely. I like friends.
You know what? I'm going to break and we'll read some texts on the other side.
Oh, God.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.